The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Rolien Marx, good afternoon to you. Another newsy day in Israel.
It's like I said to you this morning, I said, it seems quiet so far. And I said, you know what this means. And as always, my predictions, maybe I'm psychic or psychotic or a mixture of the two, but it certainly has panned out to be a really, really hectic rest of the day when it comes to news. So let's jump into it, shall we?
Yes, yes, yes. I don't know where you want to begin, but I'd love you to talk about the justice minister. Do you have one?
Well, this is the million shekel question, and I would hazard a guess to say, no, we actually don't have a justice minister. I think that what has happened today in the Knesset, to quote probably every single one of us looking at this and analyzing it, is a complete and utter shambles. So basically what has happened, let's bring all the listeners up to speed because, hey, it's Freedom Day and happy Freedom Day, South Africa. So basically what happened today is the Prime Minister called on a cabinet vote to appoint a justice minister. However, he wanted to appoint one of his Likud allies as a justice minister, because it was a male that he was intending to put through. So what has happened is that the Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit has immediately rejected this as an illegal violation of the coalition agreement between the blue and white chairman Benny Gantz and Netanyahu, because this is a binding legal document. It is, to quote legal sources, anchored in Israeli law. And Gantz tried to block the vote. The Attorney General Mandelblit has warned that it is in breach of the law, but it went ahead anyway. And the appointment of Ofer Akunis by the Likud went ahead. And as you can imagine, there was some very, very heated discussion, which you can translate into lots of shouting and screaming in the Knesset. And it wasn't clear if whether or not there was a new justice minister. Suffice to say, according to the law, there is no a minister, but the Prime Minister Netanyahu said he insists that it is. He says because it's legally and by a majority of votes. It's a majority of votes in his party. So of course we have the other parties weighing in on this, saying that this is an absolute travesty of justice. Some saying it's a hijacking attempt at the Supreme Court. In a letter to both both Netanyahu and Gantz, the Attorney General says that it is that the vote in cabinet today knowingly and deliberately acted in an illegal manner. Ofer Akunis said that, you know, his first role as the justice minister will be to fire Mandelblit as the Attorney General, which of course just adds fuel to the flames. Because we already have a situation where this is seen as not legal. And we have Bennett weighing in, trying to be probably as parve as possible. He said that, you know, if we don't get a government in soon, we are approaching the abyss of anarchy, trying to, you know, almost move it back to, you know, the job of forming a coalition. However, the movement for quality government, which is kind of the watchdog that monitors the goings on of the Knesset, said that you know, it's important right now to annul the appointment of Ofer Akunis as the justice minister, saying that it wasn't legal, it wasn't grounded in legality.
Stuff.
It is very, very serious stuff. Prime Minister Netanyahu has now asked the Attorney General to request a 48-hour stay on the important job of appointing a justice minister. Both Gantz and Netanyahu were called in by the High Court yesterday to ask why we have not seen the appointment of a justice minister. and the Prime Minister has now asked for a 48-hour delay or a stay. However, the way that it stands at the moment is that the Attorney General says there is no way that Ofir Akunis has legally been appointed Justice Minister. That vote was not legal. Why is it not legal, Simon? I hear you asking, and our listeners asking, because the appointment did not get the issue or the signature of yes. Benny Gantz. This took place without the permission of Benny Gantz, which is why sanctioning rather of Benny Gantz, or the agreement of Benny Gantz. And according to the legal document, yeah. according to the coalition agreement, which is the legal document by which this is all bound, he also has to sign off on this.
Wow, what a fascinating, fascinating predicament. Wow, so you've got the Attorney General saying don't do this, and the Prime Minister went on and did it anyway. Mini yes. constitutional crisis happening in Israel by the sounds of things.
Well, first of all, we don't have a constitution, so maybe just as well. Gantz also put his hand in the race to become a justice minister, and the Likud refused to give him the portfolio should this happen. So it's really, really
fascinating stuff. Fascinating stuff.
Completely, it's
unprecedented almost what's happening there. Let's stay on politics, Rolene, and talk to me about whether Abbas has or hasn't postponed the Palestinian elections, because it's not clear to me from the press that I'm seeing.
Well, this is another one. He hasn't called it off yet. He is, however, expected to call it off. And as we have been discussing, that he preemptively kind of pushed to blame Israel for the saying that Israel is refusing to allow any kind of vote in East Jerusalem, which Israel has subsequently denied. However, an anonymous Egyptian official has said, first of all, you need to know that he plans to call this off. Second of all, it's not for the reasons you think. It's because he is afraid that it would compromise Fatah's ability. He said that Hamas wants the elections to go ahead, but Fatah would be in their best interest to delay.
Sure. Sure.
To cancel this vote, because they could lose to Hamas in the areas that they govern, which is basically areas in the West Bank. So, yeah, very interesting things going down there.
Are you any closer to a coalition, Rolene?
Well, what is interesting is that essentially we don't really know, because not a lot is being made available to journalists. I think parties are trying to rein in their members. The last we heard was that Netanyahu, in a possible bid to form a coalition, has said that if there is a rotational premiership, he is prepared to go second to Gideon Sa'ar. And as we all know, Naftali Bennett will not be very happy with this arrangement, because he quite fancies his chances of being a prime minister.
Wow. Okay. And then this bizarre story coming out of all things, Iran, Zarif apparently saying John Kerry, shared secret information with Iran about Israeli attacks.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the New York Post today had an op-ed that basically called John Kerry out, saying not only should he resign, but he is almost guilty of treason. So this is how it's played down. John Kerry, the former U.S. Secretary of State, is alleged to have told Foreign Minister Zarif of Iran of impending Israeli strikes on Iranian targets in Syria. And Kerry has denied this. He says that he did not do this at all. This comes while there are increased calls for his resignation. Now, he's still in the Biden administration, albeit on issues regarding climate change. And the Iranian president has actually called for an investigation into this, which is also a very, very interesting move. But as you can imagine, this is absolutely angered Israel, should this be true. And, of course, it has angered the Biden administration and many in Congress, because Israel does enjoy bipartisan support from American Congress. We are seen as the main ally, or one of the main allies, at least in the Middle East, for the Americans.
Well, Rolene Marks, clearly we had nothing to talk about today. That's why we couldn't get through everything we planned to talk about. Maybe we'll have nothing to talk about again tomorrow.
Be careful what you wish for.
Exactly right. Thank you, as always, Rolene Marks. You'll be with me again tomorrow, where we will have nothing to talk about.